Hello, this is John speaking.
Hello.
Hey, is this Frank?
Hello. Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Good morning. I just gave you a call, gave you a ring, and I was like, you know what? Emails sometimes, I don't want to miss out on anything here, explaining a few details.
Yeah, about. No worries. I didn't even hear that call coming through. So my phone was on silent right. In my pocket.
That's all good, man. It's the morning. It's Monday too.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, exactly. So Frank, tell me. So you talked to some of your friends as well that have used the Facebook ads. That's doing really well for them.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, like I got friends in Ireland too, and I got them, you know, over here, and they've dabbled in ads here and there on Facebook, and they seem to think it's worked out pretty good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, Facebook ads do well.
Painting or construction or, you know, swamps. They're in some sort of construction, all of them.
Gotcha. So Facebook ads do actually, believe it or not, you can fact check me all you want on this too, but Facebook ads do higher conversion rates than Google ads. It's almost double.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I've heard Google's not as doing as well as it used to.
You know, technically, when you hear from an outside perspective, people think it's not, right? But in reality, it really is, just because it's connected all together, right? So the way we, or Facebook ads actually work, we don't just throw ads out to everybody, right? We don't want to just shoot in the dark and hopefully land on something there. What happens is when customers are searching through their phone, tablets, computers, voice Alexa, and they use Google or these other directories, and they don't call you right away, your ads then begin to appear on their feed of Facebook because it's all linked together. So that's why I say internally, technically they're still doing well just because they're all linked to one another, right? Those ads are target marketing. So your ads are not going to go to people that are, let's say, all the way in California, right? I'm just over-exaggerating.
That's what I did before. I did an ad before and I was getting, I don't know, this is maybe a couple of years back, and I was getting calls from people in Pittsburgh, like 400 miles away, and it kind of put me off the Facebook ads. But
screwed
it up, so it's my own fault, you know.
No, you're good, man, you're good. Well, that's what we're here for. We give you an account management team as well, all right? So we want to make sure that everything is running smooth as anything, and we're working it towards and tailored to your business. The last thing we want, like you said, getting calls out of the area or asking for services that you don't even provide, right? So we make sure to go over those keywords, the areas that you want to hit. I'm assuming you don't want to go no more than 50-mile radius, right?
Oh, I wouldn't even want to go that far.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Just making sure. So this package does go 50 miles out if you need to. Does not mean you have to use all of it. Right. So we can go over all that. We'll go over the keywords for the services.
20 miles in a radius is a lot.
It's a lot, yeah, it is.
It's a lot of area to cover, you know. Like, if I found a job that was 25 miles or 30 miles away, I'd probably go to it, you know, but it's not ideal. Obviously, it's nicer to have closer than further away.
For sure. And it's got to be worth your time, too. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, you're not going to go 30 miles to paint a door.
Exactly. No, I hear you. All right.
Facebook ads, you know, and see how that works. And if that didn't really, you know, then I would maybe go to Google Ads and try that. Because there's no point in running two ads simultaneously, right?
So the Google is not going to be running ads. We're not going to do that. And this is included in your package. No lie, Frank, I'm going to tell you this. I hope you trust in my word when I say this. But when I mentioned on the email you get more bang for your buck, it's because it's the same price if you do just one or if you do both. It's a bundled account that I have you for that discounted rate. So you might as well do both just because you're not just wasting money. And then down in the future, you're like, oh, I want to do Google, more of Google and do this. And then it costs more. It'd just be pointless when you're paying for the same exact thing, right, if you do it right now. But you see what I'm saying? So the pricing does not change for you. I kept to my end of the bargain there for sure. I keep to my promises. So I'll make sure I take care of you.
Oh, but so you have to pay. So how much is both then simultaneously?
Same thing, $249.
Yeah, how much odds do you get in that?
So out of, and this is not additional, is out of the $249, $100 of those dollars are going to your paid ads on your clicks through Facebook. And you can always add more if you want, but honestly, monthly, it always replenishes, obviously, but, you know, each month, that's a lot. I mean, each ad is, what, 5 to 50 cents per click? So that's more than enough, I would say. And if you're getting that much attention through it, and you're like, you want to add more, then by all means, you can. But, Frank, I live in Pennsylvania myself. I really don't think at the moment that's what you need more of if you're trying to give it a shot to see how much traffic you can get. Even with that amount, that's more than enough. Because
I'm just trying to see if it works, would put more into it. Like that's not an issue.
Exactly.
I just want to see, does it work? Will it work? You know, all of that kind of questions involved around that.
Okay.
But so you're saying then, I don't get it, is it the same ad that you would run through Facebook is the same ad gets run through Google?
So no. So for the way the process is, we go over the keywords in your areas, right? And your areas. And let's say, I'm just for understanding, let's say you only do painting for exterior, interior painting. We use all those keywords so when customers look up, whether it's on the phone or in the area, they're like, hey, who's the nearest painter nearby? Because they put in that word painter, boom, you pop up on the local map section of Google, not an ad, and it's almost organically, right? So it'll be right in the local map section for them to call you. Also, you'll be listed on the 60 other directories, 60, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that as well. And if they don't call you from there and they go on their Facebook, your ads, and we can change out those ads however you like. If you want to modify it, you want to add a picture, you know, run a new promotion, you could do it yourself, or you could have us do it for you. I mean, we're open Monday through Friday to do that. Now, I did also include, I told you I gave you the work share, but there's actually a website included with that. Do you have a website at the current moment?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Are you married to this? Like, do you love your website? Do you feel like you could use a new one?
I spent a couple of thousand on it last year, so I don't feel like getting rid of it.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, man, you're going to be saving a ton of money then in this case just because it's all-inclusive, right? So we get websites and I love your website, man. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's not bad. Guy made a few mistakes and a few things. We got there in the end.
Okay. Yeah. Is this your real work, by the way?
Some of the photos are. Some of them aren't. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, that's cool. No, I mean, I can't tell just because all the work is cool.
Yeah, it's for advertising. It just kind of gives people an idea of what they can get or what can be done.
For sure. That's amazing work. All right. Well, a lot of the pages
that were on there, the guy couldn't get them indexed by Google. So.
Okay. So with us then, I mean, completely up to you. I could just put in the notes on the account to say in the future, if you do decide to run a new website on there, it's included in your package. Okay. So well, for now, because you have a up and running, and you spent money already on this website, what we'll do is make sure that this website is being found more easier through Google and these directories as well, too, as long as even through your Facebook ads if you wanted to. Okay, so just make sure, Frank, my best tip of advice, please don't take this lightly. Communicate with our technician team. The more you're in communication with them, the more they're on the same page with you, and that's how you're going to get the max results. I'm being dead honest with this. Okay, so.
But as in how? Communicate why or where or what?
Well, let's put it this way. So a lot of customers that are business owners that I speak to,
and I'm happy with it, why do we need to communicate?
Exactly. So let's say they make an ad for you, right? And you're like, all right, don't even look at it. And you're like, ads are out there. It's going to bring in work. No. I mean, look at your own ad. You know, make sure it doesn't bring out your personality.
I've been fucked over plenty of times. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, so with this, we don't want that whatsoever. It is month-to-month though, contract. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. All right. Well, we're going to make sure to take care of you. takes 10 minutes right here to go in and get things started for you, man. So, Frank, first name is F-R-A-N-K?
C-I-S, Francis.
Oh, Francis. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But you go by Frank, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure I'm addressing you properly here. And then, and then how do you spell your last name?
Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
Right, just like the business name. All right. And
yeah.
Now I want to make sure, even after payment and everything, I want to send you the invoice through text and through email. That way you can see on paper everything we discussed, the breakdown of all of it as well, too. So you can see, like, you can fact check me on all of it. I like to stay on the phone with you while you do that process. That way you feel more comfortable about everything we're doing for you as well, too, okay? Now, this phone number, the 7035, is that the best phone number for us to reach out to you on?
Yeah.
Okay. And for your customers, do they reach this?
Who do I pay? Like, who are you going to pay through? Is it PayPal?
You mean for payment through us?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We do month to month. It's an automatic payment. So today is the 12th. So every month on the 12th, it will be taken out of the $249 month to month. So we'll have a card on file to go ahead and do that process.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And you could change that process however you like. We give you a fully customizable tracking system. That way you can see your traffic there, how much people are finding your company, how well it's doing, change out the keywords. You can even modify your own profile, right?
How do you get the tracking system? Why can't I just track it from my Google Ads app and my phone?
You could too. Yeah, we give you the app as well. I mean, you can use ours. You can use that one. Completely up to you. We just want to make sure you have the keys to the car. We don't want you thinking like taking our word for everything.
You guys have a different app?
We do. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Local Splash app or what?
We call it the dashboard. Yes, sir. It's through Local Splash only. Yes, sir. It's a perk that we let you guys have when you're with our family over here. And then that way you can see everything, right? You can change out keywords if you want from there. We just want to make sure, again, we want you hands-on. That's the type of customers we're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that'll be changing keywords, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I have the business name as the last name, right? Purcell Pro Painting, business address 642. Is it Cowpath Road in Lansdale?
No, I'm not doing that address. I'm doing the 333 Lancaster Avenue, Malvern. That's the second map listing, the one I don't want to do anything with.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yes, sir. And then Lancaster, yeah?
Lancaster Avenue, Malvern. M-A-L-V-E-R-N.
There we go. And that's the 19355, right, for the zip code?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yep. Okay. Sir.
But so with the ads, are they going to put that to a specific map listing, or are they just going to put it to the company overall?
Actually, that's the question I asked you. Do you want us to post that address out, or do you want to keep that hidden and just the business?
I mean, if you keep the address hidden, will that... I don't understand how will that work for your search then, because you don't really know where's your 20-mile radius, for example, if you know.
Oh, okay. The 20-mile radius is going to come from that address that we have on file, right? But for the customers, they don't have to see it. Right. Because a lot of business owners, they have that.
Is it better to hide it or show it?
Okay. This is coming from my personal experience, not Local Splash, but I haven't seen a downfall from it or a negative from it. I mean, customers are looking for a business and they see reviews, they see your work, they see a website. You know, that goes a long way itself. Just because you don't have an address doesn't mean nothing as long as it's in the area. Does that make sense? Because we could just show Malvern, or we could show whichever area. We'll go over those areas in a minute here, but they'll see that and that's enough for them. As long as they have a phone number they can contact, which is through you, they contact you directly. We don't touch any of those customers. So you don't have to worry about that either. Okay. Actually,
no,
I want to make sure.
Jobs.
Oh, go ahead.
No farming of jobs. I've had a guy a friend of mine, actually, that's what a guy was doing. The guy was doing SEO work for him.
Uh-huh.
He was selling his leads and stuff, you know.
No way. He was selling a lead.
Yeah. Yeah, he was giving them to other people. You know, he was taking them from him and telling them just to arrive and say that they weren't that company and just DBA, say you're doing business as whoever
Holy
you're proposing.
Smokes.
Yeah. I laugh them.
Jeez. Yeah, no thank you. I haven't heard that in a minute. I heard something similar, but not like that. Oh my gosh, people these days.
Actually, the guy who's an apparently reputable company too, the guy that did it.
Really? Okay, no, that's not what we do whatsoever. So,
yeah,
actually, well, let's go over the bare essential stuff for you then, man. I just want to make sure we have everything correct when people are looking through Google and everything here. But at the same time, it kind of eases your mind of how we work too. You'll see. So, how would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operation for them to contact you? Would you want it Monday through Friday, 24/7? How do you feel?
I mean, is 24/7 is probably the best option, but it's a bit extreme, isn't it? Is anyone going to
again,
call
my
me
personal
like
opinion?
12
yeah,
o'clock at night.
I honestly put 24, I would put 24/7. I have a side business, right? And it's nowhere near 24/7. But I accept you know what I'm, yeah. And then I get a message if they really want some service or anything like that, and then I say, okay, let me give them a call, and I set the appointment from there. But that's just me.
Yeah, 24/7 would work.
Okay, all right. And would you like the customers to reach out through just a phone call, or do you want them to email you as well?
I guess maybe, what do you think? Be better maybe give two options. Some people don't like calling straight away.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would prefer if they call, but, you know, some people prefer to maybe email first and then maybe if they have a question rather than call, you know, they might say, oh, would you guys come out and paint, like, a small bedroom? It's easier
exactly.
for them to kind of ask it over email.
That's, I think the more options, the better for customers, for you anyway, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a crazy experience. Here, it's a quick experience that I went through. It's a true story. My wife took my debit card, didn't realize it, and I had to call for a service for my car. And the only reason why I chose this one company in that area was because, it, one, showed up on Google, and two, it showed that they accept Apple Pay. That's the only reason I went to them. Everyone else didn't accept Apple Pay. So those options make a difference, man. You never know. Okay.
Yeah, it's better to write what you needed.
Yes, sir. Yep. And that's actually my next question is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
Check, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle, yeah. I can do all
right.
of those. I can do credit card and debit card, but, you know, I don't do it so much, but I can. I have got a card reader.
Okay. I think, I don't know about you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's just more expensive. You know, you have to charge them a little more because the sort of fee and all that. Yeah.
I think it's like a 4% or 5% fee.
Yeah. It's just expensive these days, I swear.
So, yeah. Not the end of the world. I would still take it if that's the only way that they could pay. You know, some people just prefer to put it on their credit card, get the points or whatnot.
Exactly. Yes, sir. They don't mind. They understand that themselves, you know, but it just, yeah. I'd rather take cash any day, though. Anyway.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right. and then let me make sure I put this one here for you. And I put in the notes, as promised, I didn't forget, in case if you need a website in the future, that's included for you, okay?
I don't understand that. So they just give you a website. Like, what if I went with you guys for a month, make me a website, and I leave? Do I keep the website?
No, not necessarily. So, good question. And again, you know I'm transparent. So let's say this website that you have, I'm pretty sure you own the domain, the URL part, right? So, right. Okay. So if you wanted to use that same domain, which I highly recommend because you don't want customers that are familiar with you going to that website be like, oh man, did his business close?
You just want to host it on your hosting, is it?
Exactly. Yep. Yep, and we develop a whole new page using our hosting and everything, but using that same domain name. Now, if you decide to leave, then you keep your domain name, obviously, that's yours. But as far as keeping that everything else live, you can either shut it down, or it's only, what, $50 a month to keep it live as well. So that's how our website stuff works.
Well, like a maintenance fee or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, just to keep it active.
What about if you wanted to start off from scratch?
Mm-hmm.
What if I just came and I had no company or nothing? Because I actually was thinking about setting up a masonry company. That's just why I'm asking the questions, really.
Yeah.
And this might not happen for a few months, so it's just I just had a question about it. Like, what way would that work? Say if I wanted to start something from scratch, then I had no website, I had nothing, no hosting, anything.
Same deal, man. I just make sure you talk to me, because I'm not the tech guy, but I know what they do, and I'm the guy that finds you the best package available that's going to be the one that's going to save you money on the back end while making you the best money, right? So, but when it comes to that, just let me know, and as long as we're not working with anyone in that area, I have to put it through our system first, and then if we're not and it is available, then yes, I'll give you the same exact pricing and everything, that way, because you're pretty much grandfathered in. I mean, so I can help you out with that. And then the website will be included. Everything's ideally the same that we're doing today.
All right.
Actually, I could probably even signing a second business up, I could even probably waive the setup fee as well. So you just let me know, just like how you are now, communicating with your email and all that, and I got you. I can take care of you. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. And then do you have a Facebook already? Because I did see something there.
Yeah, it's going to be for Sal Pro Painting.
Awesome. Right.
I mean, it's does the Facebook have to be all dressed up, or it's not much to look at, so.
That's okay. I mean, it's not supposed, this is the thing about Facebook.
It's not really for Facebook to look pretty. It's just designed to generate business.
Exactly. And some people looked at it like, this is the wrong idea, okay? The wrong idea is to say, man, I didn't get a lot of calls from Facebook. I mean, tell me, do you click on ads on your Facebook? Me personally, I don't. But we use those ads. I say, oh, what's the phone number? And I call it from my phone. Doesn't mean I clicked it, just because most of the time I'm not going to be on my computer when I'm looking for this stuff, right? I mean, so I want to make sure, hey, if I am, then great. You can get a click. And it calls from directly from that.
So, well, I won't have any way of knowing where the calls are coming from then, will it? Or is that through the dashboard? Will I be able to tell you?
If it's through the dashboard or through them clicking from there, then yes, you'll see that. But I'm saying this. I mean, you're a business owner.
If it came from like Bing, you'll be able to actually know what. Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You'll see their directories. You get 60 of them. Your Google, you can see the keywords, how many times they use that word, things like that in your area, what areas they're using it from. Oh yeah, you see the traffic in there. Yes, sir. It's your new bread and butter right there. No lie. All right. Talking about the dashboard and all that, I want to make sure we set up a technician call so I can introduce you to our team, and they'll go over, actually show you how to maneuver through that dashboard, keep track of all your analytics. Now, they do ask for an hour window. Do you have time to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
I suppose I could. Do you have to do that right away, or fuck me, an hour? They want another hour on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If it's too long and you're like, hey, this is taking a little too long for me, you can always reschedule a different time or tell them to continue the rest without you. But they just want to call you within that hour. That doesn't mean it necessarily is going to take a whole hour.
Do you need a laptop?
No, sir.
It's going to be done on the phone.
Correct.
Yeah, if it can be done on the phone, I could do it.
Okay. What time works good for you? Like morning or evening?
I guess morning's better, yeah.
Okay. We can do it right at like 10 a.m. if you want.
Yeah, 10 a.m. or...
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now, right, because I want to make sure that we lock in that time frame. Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
How long does it take then to get the ad made and get it up and running?
Honestly, it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days for customers that don't have any web presence whatsoever. But that's getting a website done. That's getting your dashboard. That's getting your Facebook ads, all of it. You already have a Facebook business page. We just need to put the ads on there and target in the right areas and use the keywords. So I think
what that has to be done through the technician or?
Yeah, those technicians, they do it. I don't. I'm putting right now all the keywords. I'm going to work with that with you, which literally is not, we don't have much further to go on this, actually. And then, yes, sir. And then, they make sure that they talk with you, make sure that it's going to look good the way you want it to and everything's spelled correctly, blah, blah, blah. And then it's good to go from there.
Okay.
So just, yes, sir. I tell you, I really want to make sure I tell you this, man. We really are going to take care of you, okay? We don't want to just throw things out there. I just sent you an email. Let me know you got it, though.
Okay.
And it's going to hit yes on your side to show you that they're committed, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed as well.
What is it? Yes. SEO. Is that actually your last name?
Oh, man, everyone picks on me about it. So, yeah, I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
That's
but my last name.
SEO. Yep. Just so happy to get
SEO. I swear. Yeah. I guess I was born for this, huh?
I guess. I clicked. Jeez, I don't know. I clicked the top yes. Was I supposed to click the bottom yes or just do?
No, you did fine. Yep. Don't press anything further. It came through. I see it. You're good. And I'm going to put a reminder for our guys here, too, just in case. Here. Now, let's go over your like, you said the areas you want to stay no more than 25 miles out of Melbourne, right?
Yeah, I said 20. I don't want to even go 25. I'd like to do 15, but, you know, I know sometimes the wider you go, obviously, the more...
Yeah,
you know,
true.
The wider the fish in that, the more fish you catch, but I don't want to be catching fish too far away.
Yes, sir. 100% agree. If
can
any
I
ask, time...
Can I change the words? Like, I can change the case?
Yeah, 100%. So, please, don't ever hesitate.
I'd rather start smaller, like, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 miles, something like that.
I could do that, yeah. Completely up to you. And again, anytime you need to make adjustments or you need changes, don't hesitate to let our guys know. That's what, utilize them. That's what they're waiting for. Okay. So if you want, I can put it for 15 miles, or do you want me to keep it at the 20?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really sure which one to put it at. Sort of half thinking maybe. I don't know. I have 15 in my head, but. Think it maybe 20 might be better, but it's more traveling. You know what I mean? It's like I'm going around the circle. Asking the question, I'm sort of.
Okay. if it was me, Frank, I would say keep it at the 20 because then you can say, oh, this customer that did call in that's farther out actually is worth it because they're asking for a very, very profitable position for me to do. If it's not bringing you what you want, and it's like you're doing well, then condense it. Completely up to you.
Yeah.
We're flexible as anything for this, though.
From what you've been seeing, like, lately, this is what you guys are doing. Like, have you been seeing more turnaround with Facebook or Google?
Personally, it's Facebook, actually. It's 10%. So it's Google. Yeah, Google ads bring in about 4% conversion rate.
Kind of probably a hard question.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It does vary, but on average, it 4% of Google ad customers convert over to good jobs, and then 10% of the Facebook ads turn into jobs. That's the average all around U.S. So that tells you that's over double.
So what did you say? They include 100 in ads in the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. For the clicks, yes, sir.
Do you think
throw as many ads as you want.
Do you think that's a lot, or, I mean...
That's a lot. That's a lot, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I don't really don't think you're... Yeah, I'm dead serious. So let's put it this way. Like, my manager probably killed me for saying this, but, I mean, I really don't think, even when you're doing well, I really don't think you're probably going to need more than that. You'll probably use some... I would suggest using something else rather than adding more of that to it. I don't know. You'll see it for yourself, though.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always putting more money in means more money out.
Exactly. Yeah. Hope I earned your trust by saying
that. Give it a chance to see what happens. Hopefully it does good. If it does good, I'll be happy.
As long as you're patient with the technicians to do it right, because they don't want to just throw it out there quickly. It's not about the speed. It's about who you're working with and doing it right. And that's the next part I want to talk to you about, is the services that you offer. And that way I can make sure our technician team is really going to hit these words hard. So every service that you could think of that you could do, the more the better I put in here, because you never know what customers will be typing, whether it's on Facebook, Google, these directories. We want to make sure you're popping up all the time. So, obviously we got painting, right? You do interior and exterior, right?
Yeah, interior, exterior.
Okay. And then,
I guess what else do you want? Like stucco.
Okay.
Stucco repair. Stucco painting, vinyl siding painting, aluminum siding painting.
Aluminum.
I mean, I don't really know. There's everything related around that, like interior wall painting. I've seen all the keywords before. Home painter near me, you know, all the different variations.
Yes, sir. And so you'll see it.
It's a lot of that for you, doesn't it?
This stuff is important. This is your important piece right here. And our team, when you talk, I'm just putting things in so that way they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow. I want to save you the time. Yeah. So if you want tonight, if you find some words or some services, you're like, oh, I definitely need to have this, anything like that, let them know. They'll add it. And then they could bring up a few of theirs as well, too, obviously. I mean, you have the algorithms set for
it. Yeah, but that's kind of why if I knew all the exact keywords to hit, I'd probably be able to make my own app, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's where I want them to have me out of it. That's really what I do. What I do is I do interior paint and I'll do exterior paint. Everything associated with that. The only thing I don't want to do is kitchen cabinet painting. I don't want to do that.
Okay. So I'll make sure I put this in here.
And then just like the stucco repairs, and that's really it. I don't really do anything else. Some drywall repairs. That's it.
Oh, you do drywall repair. Okay. I'll put that in there as well.
Yeah. I don't do drywall, because I just don't want to do it. And I've done it before. It's a nightmare. And to be honest with you, there's people out there that would do it cheaper, so. Oh,
okay. All right. Not worth the headache. All right.
Yeah, it's just that if I'm doing it, I want to get paid for the stress of it.
All right, perfect. Well, here's the thing. I want to make sure things are moving quick and fast for you of getting verified. Google's going to send a postcard in the mail to you. Okay, it's a PIN number. Please look out for it. It's just a little number that you need to reply to let them know that you're a real person, okay, and have a real business. Without that, it can prolong the Google stuff and the directory.
I'm already verified. What's that all about?
Oh, you're already verified?
I've already done.
Oh, shoot. Let me make sure. Okay, so hold up.
Well, yeah,
I want to make sure I don't
Google map listing.
Okay, hold on.
How would I have the listing?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. You don't need to. Scratch whatever I just said right there. All right, so hold on.
I've already went through that nightmare.
I was going to say, yeah, okay. This saves off a lot of time and everything, so I'm glad you let me know on that. All right. Boom. There we are. Okay,
like,
I got
you, partner. Can I not talk to these guys today, no?
What was that?
Can I not deal with these tech people today and try and get the ball rolling?
I wish I could, but same days usually don't work out. I mean, it hardly ever does, to be honest, but we're already pretty booked this today. I'm looking at the schedule right now. If we had this conversation tomorrow, I would have been able to do the same day, to be honest, just because right now tomorrow is pretty wide open, but today is swamped, like I already know.
Okay.
Let me look up. And again, if you need to reschedule anything, just let them know. They can go in and do that. All right, so I'm sending this stuff to them right now. They'll be looking over it as well. the next part is the protection for you, okay? This is the recording part. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Try to answer as clearly as possible. But I'm also going to put the pricing in there, along with, you know, of course you want to earn your business for a long time, right, Frank? But I want to make sure that, you know, we tell you how to go ahead and go around your process of separating parts and parting ways from us if you need to. There's no cancellation fees or anything of that nature either, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Let me see if that's ready here. Okay, and just like in the email, so it's $249 month to month, and it's a one-time setup fee of $99. So today would be at $348, but again, month to month, no matter what, it always stays at $249. Never a dollar more than that. And actually, we're going to set up a security question and answer after this recording part here. That way, everything stays very confidential, strictly between us and you only, okay? I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't ask that security question, hang up the phone right away, especially if they're asking for more money. That's not who we are, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crisol Pro Painting.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Francis Crisol.
Thank you, sir. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Yeah.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I want to hit pause for just a second. So, Frank, that's what I'm talking about. After this part here, we'll set up that security question. I want to make sure you're not falling for any of those scams or anything like that in that nature, okay? So that's what that's for. So I'm going to continue here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Not really sure. I don't understand the question.
That's okay. So pretty much our technician team, they can't read your mind. So if you need to change out a promotion or anything like that, make sure you let them know at your best time, best effort, so that way we can go ahead and make those changes for you. Okay?
Got it. Yep.
All right. All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 12th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 12th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that recording part there. As promised, just want to make sure to let you know how to go ahead and, you know, go along that process, put the pricing in there so that way it's under recording as well, okay? Now, this next
okay,
part here,
so
Frank.
I got to pay now.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You get it started.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you so that way you can see your invoice. That was my promise to you. I want to keep to that. Frank, you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Bad network. I'm going to pull down the street here a bit.
Okay. Well, yeah, please drive safe, by the way. And this part here is a so this security question part. Please don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I don't know which one. City, what did you say? First pet's name?
Yeah, you got first pet's name, city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name. I mean, you can make up any answer you want, as long as you remember.
Yes, I guess go first pet's name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Fluffy.
That's cute. All right, I love it. So I'm going to go ahead and put this in here. This will never change, okay? So anytime we ask, you know it's us asking the question, saying, hey, what's your first pet's name? And then that way we know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? So on the card that we're using today, Frank, is it spelled as Francis Purcell? Or does it say Frank Purcell?
Francis.
Okay. And then also, I'm assuming it's the same address for the billing, the 333 Lancaster Avenue? Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And Francis, Frank, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 4-6. Oh, shit. 4652-9100-0265-7222.
All right. And the expiration date?
10/23.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
891.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I'm going to refresh on the account, just making sure that it stays the same because we have you at a discounted rate. Okay, I wasn't lying about that, so I want to make sure it stays that way, okay? All right.
Me too.
Yep, yes, sir. I want to make sure that's on there, and it's on your invoice, man. All right? Okay, here. Right, looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348, okay? Now, let me know whichever comes first. But I promise, I'm going to stay on the phone with you to see you can see it, all right? So your invoice, I'll show you how to get to it. It's going to come a text message and an email. So let me know whichever comes first.
I prefer email, but whatever.
If you prefer email, it's going to come both anyway, but... We could wait for the email.
Yeah, I got a shitload of text messages, and I delete them every so often. Whereas with an email, it's a lot easier to find stuff back, you know.
I understand. Yes, sir. All right, well, that email should be coming through. Let me know when you see initial invoice, as I should say.
It shows, thank you for, I got something there now.
All right. So in this one, where it says initial invoice, once you open that one for me, and there's going to be a spot on the very top that should say, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that along those lines. Do you see that?
Now, what am I looking at? Access your dashboard, no?
No, not that one. It should say, click here to it. So there's an email that says initial invoice or initial invoice.
There's two of them? Hold on.
Yeah, you should have another one.
Initial invoice. Here we go. Click here to accept. What am I accepting?
You'll see. So when you click in there is your breakdown of your invoice of everything we discussed. I told you that I wanted to make sure I walk you through so you can see the whole thing for yourself.
Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions, Facebook Ads, Google Ads, Google Guarantee. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff here.
Yep, I just want to make sure you see your Facebook ads in there, because there is some stuff that's for our other packages that are on there that's not that you have, but just wanted to make sure that there is a breakdown for you. You have your Facebook ads, you have your local bundle in there as well. Like I said, it's the same price even if you break it down or not. But I wanted to make sure I put everything in there for you so that way you see it for yourself, and we're all good over here. Once you see that everything I discussed with you is, as promised, is in there for you, take your time. If you have questions for me, let me know. But at the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click, and you're going to sign your name as the real full name, Francis Purcell, and then it brings you to your dashboard.
It doesn't allow me to sign anything. It's like typing it. Is that the same difference or what?
No, you're just fine. Yes, sir. Everything's electronic these days.
That's true. Okay. So, it brought me to local slash. I don't have a username or password.
Perfect. Oh, that's good. All right, so tomorrow our technicians and our customer support team, when they talk to you, they're going to develop that with you, walk you through, so that way you can see how to maneuver through that. That's the dashboard I was telling you about. They're going to start developing it right away. So it's pretty wild.
But do I, do I get an app or anything?
Yes.
No? Do you get an app?
Yep. It's going to be on your phone. You can do it to your computer. That's what they're going to do with you tomorrow, so you can see everything.
What is the app? Is it just called Local Splash?
It should be the dashboard. That one I don't know too much about. I just know how it works, surprisingly, for the dashboard. But, yes, that's why they speak to you tomorrow. That way they can walk you through everything, make sure you see how you can see all the traffic coming from all the work that we're putting in, phone calls, all of it. So that's literally that's going to be your stronghold right there, no lie.
Okay, so, I mean, it just brought me to a page, but it's kind of pointless. Username and password. It doesn't even give me the option to create one.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if I create one with you right now, and you took a look at it, it's going to be empty, right? Because they are developing it right now. And then so tomorrow, when they talk you through to, you know, get your password and login, they want to show you that stuff. I'm going to show you, hey, this is where you can go to, you know, track your analytics for your keywords. Hey, this is how much traffic you're getting from Facebook. This is where you can see the keywords that they're using. Like, you see what I'm saying? They want to show you all that. Customer support and service over here is on point. We want to make sure we're really taking care of you, not just by giving you results, but also making sure you feel comfortable with the joining the family here. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I wish I could have got speaking today, but I guess, you know, it is what it is.
If you would like, I can try to put a request in it right now. I don't want to make promises. I don't want to make promises I can't keep, man. So I can definitely try now.
I just had some free time today versus more than tomorrow. That was the only thing. Yeah. Like, I'll have to just sit in the truck or something tomorrow, and it's going to take like an hour or so.
For sure. I'll put in the request right now, just in case here for you, okay? All right, Frank?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we can take care of you, but I just don't want to promise you that they will. But if they don't, then expect a call for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, Frank. 10 a.m., yes, sir.
All right, and then they'll just go over everything else that I need to do in order to get the... did they need access...
to your Facebook? Yes. So they just need management access.
Manager. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming they'll be able to explain how to do that, because I've done it before, but I forget. It's one of those.
They'll explain it easily. Yeah, they're really good at this stuff, no lie. So I think I even kind of know how to do that on my own, but I'd rather them walk you through so that way...
So if I have any issues with the account or anything, who do I go to? Do I go to you or?
For any issues with the, yes, you would call customer support. Actually, did you want to take this number down?
Yeah, what is it?
Hold on. All right, it's 877-635-6225. No extension. It's voice activated. You can call for customer support. You can call for Google Ads. You can say Facebook Ads, website, whichever department they want to make sure they're there for you on that. But that's the number they will be calling you tomorrow from as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
The 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right, Frank. Well, I appreciate your time, man. I don't want to eat up too much more of yours, but did you have any questions for me?
Not really, no. I don't think so. I probably will after I, you know, think about it later, but as of right now, no, I don't.
Emails are the best.
Just got it set up. Yeah.
Email's the best to get a hold of me. All right. Well, we'll make sure they make that happen.
All right.
Welcome to the family. All right. Congratulations. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.